welcome to The Stories That Unite Us, the podcast series that deepens cross-cultural understanding. I'm Charlotte, and today I'll be talking with Asia from Fort Smith on the topic of diversity. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good. So first off, I just wanted to know how you personally define diversity, and do you think that this is a diverse community?
Well, first of all, I think that diversity includes a lot of different people from different backgrounds, different life experiences, different races, ethnicities, different physical or mental abilities, different, sexualities, any type of different experiences that come together in, like, again, a community to have, like, some type of dialogue or coexist together. And I think for us in Portsmouth, we don't really have a diverse community. It's mostly people from high socioeconomic status, and it's a majority white population. Yeah, that's another component of diversity, socioeconomic status. It's hard to see other people from different backgrounds here just because, yeah, it's a white majority town. And personally, like, for me, I'm not, like, from a high socioeconomic status or from a majority white community. I am biracial, so I have an Asian part to my background. So I just see things differently than a lot of my peers sometimes, which can feel alienating, but it's, like, not the worst thing that I've experienced. So,
all right, and how is diversity taught in your school?
Here, I think there's mostly this push for diversity that's more words than actions. That's just my personal opinion as somebody who has lived in different parts of the world. I think especially in our English classes, there's a lot of focus on making diversity optional, where they're like, you can look at these resources, you can pick these books to read, but all the curriculum, like, to, you're required to learn for graduation is mostly focused on white authors, specifically white male authors. And just a few examples I can think of are The Catcher in the Rye and The Great Gatsby, where they're white authors that are also writing about white men that live in areas where it's, like, more high socioeconomic status communities, or they just have a lot more access to a bunch of different things.
Yeah, I've definitely noticed that in English classes as well. Do you think that there are ways that we can help to teach diversity better?
I think it's definitely important, instead of just having teachers go, diversity is important, and then leave it at that, they should actually incorporate diverse elements into their curriculum. So maybe instead of just focusing on books written by white men, we can actually include books about people that are from a variety of different backgrounds. Maybe the immigrant experience for somebody who, I don't know, came from Cambodia, or maybe the mental health issues somebody faces due to some type of trauma they faced, or the struggles of somebody living in poverty because maybe it's generational poverty, or they just experienced a new form of poverty. Like, there's so many different things in the world that we could be teaching about, but it's just focused so much on the classics. And yes, I think the classics do have relevance, but we shouldn't just be focusing on them.
Yeah, one thing that, sorry, I'm kind of jumping in here, but okay. One of the things that I think would be kind of interesting is that, you know, how we recently shifted to having, like, English classes for, like, selection.
Yeah.
So you can select the topics you want. There could be, like, a classics class as well as, like, other classes that are more inclusive.
Yeah. I do think the elective thing is a really important part, but then that's also an elective.
Yeah.
It's not mandatory. It's optional. And where you keep giving options to people and making just one thing mandatory, I think there needs to, the mandatory things need to have a variety of things. And then if you wanted to explore those things deeper, then you could go into an elective, which I think would be more effective, because a lot of the students I've met don't know that much about the words that other people use in the world. Like, some people don't even know what the word androgynous means. And for, like, our society or our school even, that likes talking about diversity, it's weird to me that they wouldn't know what that means.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. Well, it was really nice talking to you, and I'm glad that we got to hear your take on diversity in our community.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Of course.